So how nice is it that Anna gets to go to China for a big celebration?
徐千大真棒，可以回中国去参加这样的生日宴会。
A grandmother hitting 100.
她的祖母啊。
100 years old.
她的祖母已经要100岁了。
In the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning, there was an article about people who live to 100.
今天早上那个费城的那个日报上面有报道，也活到100岁的人。
It depends on the county, but no more than 5 per 1,000.
不同的郡，但是没有超过太多人。
But I'm thinking ahead.
但是我想的比较远。
And I want to invite everybody to a special celebration.
那我要邀请大家参加一个特别的聚会。
My 100th birthday party.
我100岁的生日宴会。
Mark your calendars now, Tuesday, September 29th, 2054.
在你的日程表上面赶快记下这个日子。
Now, just to be clear, the actual party will take place not on Tuesday night, but it'll take place on Friday night, because everybody knows it's not smart to put a Chinese party on a Tuesday night.
但是真正的生日宴会会在星期五晚上是10月2号，因为对中国人来讲在星期二办宴会是不智之举。
I know what you're thinking, Connie.
我知道 Connie 在想什么。
She's more likely to be there than me.
她可能比较会在那边。
But I'm counting on developments in biochemistry. So last week, great celebration on Easter.
我们上周有个非常好的复活节的主日。
Today, we look more carefully at events that same day.
我们今天来看一看一样的日子发生了什么事。
The word of the resurrection was not known to everybody.
复活这是个事件对每个人来说不是很多人知道。
Most followers of Jesus thought, what do we do now?
很多耶稣的跟随者想说现在我们该怎么办呢？
They didn't know there had been a resurrection.
他们并不知道有复活。
It was not on TV.
没有在电视上传播。
Not on the internet.
不在网络上。
It had to go by word of mouth.
它必须靠着人口嘴巴这样相传下去。
So lots of despair and disappointment.
那是有很多绝望跟失望的人。
There were rumors, but they were hard to believe.
他们有听到谣言，但是这个谣言对他们来讲实在是很难想象的。
So we're going to look at a story today that happened on that same Easter.
所以我们今天来看看一个在复活节主日上发生的事情。
And we can bring that, you got it up there. Like Luke 24 will be our text. Before we read it though, I want to talk about background.
路加福音24章，这是我们今天就要看的经节。但是我们来读之前，我现在看这故事的背景。
Our story involves two followers of Jesus.
我们这故事其中两个主角。
On the road from Jerusalem back home to Emmaus.
从耶路撒冷要回到他们在以马忤斯的家乡。
Apparently about a 7-mile journey.
大概有七里的路远。
We only have the name of one.
我们只有其中一个人的名字。
The name was Cleopas.
格留巴。
Maybe the other was Cleopas' wife.
有另外一个人可能是格留巴的太太。
But late in the day, they are heading back home before sunset.
他们在夕阳快西下的时候，正午朝他们家的方向走。
They're extremely discouraged and hopeless.
他们非常的绝望，也非常的失望。
They had high expectations.
他们有抱着很大的期待。
Just 1 week earlier,
在一个礼拜前，才一个礼拜前
，the triumphal entry.
这个很胜利的进程。
Jesus coming into Jerusalem.
耶稣要进到耶路撒冷城。
A new king.
那个新的王。
Ready to establish Israel once again.
预备好要重新来建立以色列国。
But it quickly turned to trial and crucifixion.
但是它很快的就变成一个被钉十字架了。
It was clear a new kingdom was not going to happen.
很清楚的一个新的王国是没有发生的。
So our two travelers had left Jerusalem to head home.
所以这两个人就离开耶路撒冷，回到他的家乡。
They had left their friends who were equally discouraged back in Jerusalem.
他们离开他们在耶路撒冷同样是很绝望的朋友们。
So they head down the dangerous road as it approaches darkness to Emmaus.
所以他们开始走在这个回以马忤斯很危险的路上。
They were facing darkness just not of the day, but also of their lives.
他们不光是在路上遇到那样的危险，其实他们生命当中的危险一样是同时在进行着。
So now we'll read the story.
所以我们现在来开始来读这个故事。
I'll read the complete story in English first.
英文先读，中文后读。
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to his tomb early this morning, but did not find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
十三节这样说，正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个叫葛留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们，就看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是他没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，本经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。 正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同仁聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和剥饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
A long passage, but a beautiful story.
这样的经文当中真是一个很美好的故事。
As the discouraged couple heads home,
这个实在是很绝望的夫妇在往回家的路上。
A stranger on the road.
有一个陌生人在路上。
And the stranger appears to be clueless about what's going on.
这个陌生人对发生事情一概不知。
They can't believe it.
他们实在是不相信。
It's Jesus, of course.
当然我们知道他是耶稣。
But God has prevented them from seeing who he is.
但是上帝使他们没有认出耶稣来。
Maybe he used the setting sun on the road as they headed west.
可能是神用了他们往西走那个夕阳的使他们看得不是很清楚。
And Jesus asked them, of course,
耶稣就问他们
What happened in Jerusalem?
在耶路撒冷城发生了什么事？
It sounds similar to me to what Jesus did with his disciples on the road earlier.
这个故事让我想起耶稣也跟他的门徒在路上也问过一样类似的问题。
When after a long journey, he asked his disciples, "What were you talking about on the road?"
有一个很长的旅程过后，耶稣问他的门徒说：“你们在谈论什么呢？”
And he knew very well they were talking about who among them was the greatest.
当然耶稣知道他们在讨论说他们当中谁是最大的。
Jesus loved to ask questions.
耶稣很喜欢问问题。
It got people to respond and to talk.
他因为问问题可以使人去回应去想。
And the method works again.
这个方法在这边又产生效果了。
As he asked them about what happened over the weekend.
就是他耶稣在问他们过去这个周末发生的事情。
The couple stopped.
夫妇就停住了。
And Luke tells us their faces were downcast.
这个经文上告诉我们他们带着愁容。
Are you the only one who doesn't know the things that happened?
你是当中唯一一个不知道发生什么事情的人吗？
What things? Jesus asks.
耶稣说什么事？
So they explained and explained all about their hopes about a Messiah.
所以他们就解释他们对这个弥赛亚的所抱的极大的期待。
A Messiah who is going to set up a kingdom.
这个救世主将要建立一个新的王国。
Have you ever had hopes that were dashed?
你是不是有曾经有这样的期待，但期待落空了？
Have you ever had a job interview that didn't turn out to end up in the job you wanted?
你是不是曾经有去尝试要找个工作，但是就是没有拿到那工作？
Have you had a relationship that you thought was going to be wonderful and it turned out to be nothing?
你是不是觉得你有段关系应该是很美好的，但是结果是很不好的？
Have you had one of those athletic moments when you thought you were going to make the big play and it didn't turn out like you hoped?
你是不是曾经在运动场上你觉得你可以表现非常好，但是完全没有发生？
One of the more discouraging times of my life was December of 1992.
在我生命当中1992年12月我有非常的绝望的时候。
I had left a position at my church in August.
我8月份的时候离开我在一个教会的服事。
And I had worked as a youth pastor at my church for many years.
我在这个教会是青年的传道很久服事很久的时间。
I had been a respected part of the staff in the community.
我在那个社区还有这个教会的团体当中是非常被尊敬的。
And then I launched a ministry with a friend of mine.
之后我就展开一个另外一个跟我的朋友展开一个新的事工。
And we were very excited about this ministry.
我们非常的就是很兴奋要开始这个新的事工。
We launched a series of events for middle school students all across the United States.
我们开始对国中生展开一系列的全美的一系列的活动。
After about 20 events that we put on,
大概过了有办了20个活动之后
，We had drawn 300 middle school students per city on average.
我们在每个城市大概吸引了大概300多个中学生。
Unfortunately, we needed 400.
但是很不幸的，我们需要400个才够。
And we had a big deficit by Christmas.
到了圣诞节的时候，我们的预算有极大的赤字。
And so the money we owed.The debts for printing brochures and mailing and travel.
我们举债了，因为我们要在当中办活动，需要印很多东西，需要经费。
It was overwhelming to me.
这样的负债让我实在是吞噬了我。
I thought I might lose everything.
我想我可能会失去所有的一切。
And I remember in particular one night when I couldn't sleep.
我特别记得当中有一个晚上我根本没办法睡觉。
And I came out to the living room and I was so overwhelmed with emotion.
我从我在我的客厅我的情绪完全没办法。
I fell face down on the ottoman in the living room.
我的整个脸就朝着我的那个沙发椅上面。
And I sobbed uncontrollably.
我没有办法控制自己的这样子哭嚎着。
My hopes, my dreams seemed like they were going to be completely dashed.
我的希望我的计划完全都落空了。
That's how these two travelers felt as they talked to Jesus.
这个是这两个人旅人遇到跟耶稣讲的他们心里面的状态。
After they had expressed their disappointment,
当他们表达他们的失望
they also, of course, explained this puzzling part.
他们当然也解释那个让人疑惑的部分。
Friends had found an empty tomb.
朋友发现的那个坟墓是空的。
A vision of angels saying the body was not there.
天使显现说身体不在那边。
Rumors that something miraculous had happened.
谣言有神迹发生。
But when you're living a real life, you just can't see it.
但是当你在活在这样那个那样子的现实的生活当中，你就是很难相信。
Well, Jesus still unrecognized by them.
耶稣那时候还是很难被认出他是耶稣。
After calling them foolish,
后来耶稣就说他们是无知的人。
Proceeds to explain the scriptures about the Messiah.
所以他耶稣就进而在跟他们解释经上所有跟弥赛亚有关的事。
He goes from Moses through the prophets.
他从摩西到先知
It's probably a lot he had to share.
当然会耶稣分享很多很多的部分
It's a long time walking on 7-mile journey.
所以在这七里的路上面有非常多的交谈
And see, the Jews had no expectation of a Messiah that would suffer.
但对以色列人来犹太人来讲他们的弥赛亚王是不可能去承受痛苦的
They expected a Messiah who would conquer.
他们期待他们的救世主是来这边战胜得胜的。
But Jesus goes through all these scriptures from the Old Testament.
但是耶稣在就跟他们解释旧约上面所有这一切。
I imagine that he referenced Psalm 22 that they would have known.
我在想说耶稣可能有提到诗篇二十二篇这边。
Where he says such things as, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?Scorned by everyone, despised by the people, all who see me mock me, hurl insults, shaking their heads. I am poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint.
这边写到说，神啊神啊，你为什么遗弃我？我被众人羞辱，我被百姓给藐视，看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，我的身体就像水被倒了出来，我的骨头都脱了节。
I'm sure he shared from Isaiah 53.
我想他也分享了以赛亚书53章这边写的。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
I'm sure the travelers were intrigued but not convinced.
我相信这两个人是非常的好奇，但是他们不全然相信。
Well, they arrive near their town.
那他们快到他们的城的时候
，Darkness is imminent.
已经是黑夜了。
And with ancient courtesy, they invite the guests to come join them.
在那古代的一些传统，他们当然是邀请耶稣跟他们住下来了。
So they offer housing and food.
所以他们给耶稣住的还有吃的。
And Jesus, who apparently was going to pass by that town to go someplace else.
耶稣本来是要只是经过那个城，然后到别的地方去。
Accepts their offer.
但耶稣接受他们的款待。
And goes to the town of Emmaus.
最后耶稣进了以马忤斯城。
So darkness arrives.
所以黑夜来了。
And there they are at their home.
所以他们在这两个人家。
And as Jesus breaks the bread.
当耶稣擘饼的时候。
Their eyes are open.
他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And they see who their guest has been.
他们就看到，他们看出谁，他们的客人是谁了。
And then Jesus is gone from their sight.
在当下耶稣就忽然就不见了。
Very interesting to me that he waited until that moment.
对我来讲是非常有趣的，耶稣在那样的时候就是不见了。
But there's something so powerful about the breaking of bread.
在擘饼的这当中是有一个非常有巨大的能力在那边。
It references so much about the bread of life.
它这边代表的是生命的那个面包。
But why this moment? Why at the table?
但为什么耶稣选在这个时候在餐桌上头？
Why recognition when you're sharing food?
为什么你耶稣让他们在吃饭的过程当中认出他来？
When I was a little guy growing up.
当我是很小的时候。
My grandparents would have me overnight once in a while as a guest.
我的祖父母常常会请让我到他们家住个一夜两夜。
My grandfather had been a farmer.
我的祖父他是个农夫。
And his breakfast every day of his life.
他人生当中每一个早餐。
Was an egg and some toast.
就是一个蛋还有一些吐司面包。
I don't think I ever saw my grandfather not have an egg for breakfast.
我从来没有看到我的祖父没有吃那个蛋当早餐。
And it was always served in a very special way.
那这个蛋是用一个很特殊的方式吃。
In a special egg holder.
有一个容器是装着蛋的。
I think I probably have a picture. See this.
我这上面有照片。
Yeah. This is an egg holder. How many have your eggs served this way?
你们当中有多少人你的蛋是这样子吃法的。
You're not even sure how you would use it.
你可能不晓得怎么用。
You crack the egg and put it in there?
你把蛋打破然后把它倒在当中吗？
Well, the egg was always hard boiled.
但是这个蛋其实是煮熟的蛋。
Sat on top of the cup.
那个这个蛋就坐在那个上面的那个容器里头。
You take off the top of the shell.
你再把上面蛋壳剥掉。
And eat the egg with a spoon.
然后拿个小汤匙去挖那个蛋吃。
And it was always accompanied by a little song that my grandfather would sing.
然后我祖父一边吃会唱一边唱着一首歌。
Quack, quack, quack goes the merry little duck.
Quack, quack, quack. 一只小鸭子很快乐的唱着。
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Okay. Whole lot of chickens in the garden.
有很多的鸡在我的花园。
The rooster crows and everybody knows.
公鸡叫很多人都知道。
It's eggs for breakfast in the morning.
是蛋给的早餐来吃吧。
It's cute. If you sing that song to me or my three brothers,
你如果对我或我三个兄弟唱这首歌，
we all know it very well.
我们太熟悉这首歌了。
And we have sung it to our own children.
我自己的小孩我也对他们唱这样的歌。
Who rolled their eyes a lot.
对，他们对我们真的是翻白眼了。
But the song and this kind of a symbol brings back a memory for me.
但这样的歌跟这样子的东西对我来说有非常美好的回忆。
And it's very, very powerful.
是非常的有巨大的能力在这当中。
Because the simplicity of the egg in something I only see in antique stores now.
这个这么简单的蛋跟这么简单的装蛋的容器，只能在那个古典洞看到这样装蛋的容器。
And the cute little song.
这个很可爱的一首歌。
All bring back memories for me as if my grandparents were back with me again.
让我回想把我从前跟祖父在一起的回忆通通带回来了。
Because there's something about sharing food.
就是所以说在分享食物的里头有某种的意义。
The memories come back as if they're real.
这个回忆回到当中的时候是那样子的真实。
A simple meal stirs deep memory and emotion for me.
一个很简单的餐食，但是在我内里的就是我挖掘了我内心当中非常深刻的记忆。
Jesus breaks the bread.
耶稣擘饼。
As he had done many times before.
他这样子做已经很多次了。
And many times in front of his friends and followers and family.
耶稣在他的跟随着他的家人，在他的朋友前面已经擘饼了无数次。
And in doing this, Jesus reflects on a couple of very important things.
耶稣这样做的时候是反映了几件事情。
It brings back images of feeding the 5,000.
他带回了他耶稣怎么喂饱五千人的这个事情。
It brings back memories of the story of the great banquet in the future that he promised.
他也带回了耶稣答应我们未来会有个大他给我们的大宴席。
For later Christians, this would certainly bring back images of the Last Supper.
这个对我们对基督徒也会想起最后的晚餐。
And even in the Last Supper and communion, we look forward to the great banquet.
即便在耶稣最后的晚餐，我们还是会往前看到以后我们耶稣给我们预备的大宴席。
So Jesus chooses the moment of sharing food to make himself known.
所以耶稣选择在分享食物当中去显现他自己的身份。
That happens often with all of us.
这个对我们来，我们当中也是常会发生的事。
When we share communion together, we think on the great banquet in the future with Jesus.
当我们在一同分享主
And we're reminded of His presence right now with us.
我们在分享圣餐的时候，我们想到我们未来的大宴席，这样来提醒我们。
So after this moment with Jesus.
所以这两个人经过这样跟耶稣这样子的一个场景过后。
Cleopas and the companion.
这葛留巴跟他的同伴。
Now are convinced of the resurrection.
他们相信复活。
And they can't keep that news to themselves.
他们没有办法，是自己知道而已。
So they get right up to head back to Jerusalem.
所以他马上立刻起身回到耶路撒冷去。
7 miles back in the dark.
在黑暗当中走了七里的路。
Likely kind of a dangerous journey.
是非常危险的。
And they're tired.
他们也很累。
They need rest.
他们需要休息。
But they have the news.
但是他们有一个非常大的消息。
And they can't wait to share it.
但他们来，他们等不及要来分享。
So back to Jerusalem they go.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷城。
Where they meet up with other Christians.
他们在那边跟其他的基督徒碰面。
And now the word of course has gotten out to numerous people.
当然耶稣复活的事情已经传到几个人当中了。
And they're all sharing stories about the reality of the resurrection.
当他们都互相在分享这个复活的这个事实。
Despair and discouragement earlier.
他们当中之前是很绝望、很失望的。
The darkness of the sunset of their belief.
他们在他们信仰过程当中最黑暗的时刻。
Has now given way to the light of sunrise.
已经被挪开了，进来的是那样子的光明的。
A new beginning.
一个新的开始。
A start with a resurrected Jesus.
从耶稣复活开始，一个新的开始。
And these Christians, I would guess, now share food together again.
我相信他们这些基督徒也在当中也分享食物。
And then we discover, later in the passage that Jesus now comes among them.
那我们后面的经文会看到耶稣又再一次向他们显现。
See, Easter celebration for us was on the morning.
所以在主日的庆祝是在早上的。
But most of those early Christians, it was late that night.
但是对早期的基督徒来讲，他们都是在晚上发生庆祝。
Really, the next day, since that had when it got dark, it meant a new day had arrived.
因为黑夜过后才是一个新的凌晨。
But they knew the sunrise was coming.
因为但是他们知道，在那黑夜当中知道日出要来了。
They knew that light had now come into the darkness.
他们知道光已经进入黑暗。
And everything would be great and nothing would be the same.
再也不一样了，一切都将是美好的。
Their discouragement and despair had now turned to hope and victory.
他们的失望和的绝望已经变成是满有期待，满有盼望。
So when we gather and share bread together.
所以当我们在一起擘饼分享的时候。
There's something powerful happening with Jesus' presence.
耶稣在这当中与我们同在，有巨大的能力产生。
And it's not just in communion.
不光是在我们领受圣餐的时候。
But the breaking of bread in meal together.
是在我们每一个聚会聚餐当中，我们一起分享主的宴席的时候。
Certainly, we experience Jesus' presence when we sing together.
当然，我们在诗歌敬拜当中，我们感受到神与我们同在。
And we experience His presence when we read the Scripture.
当我们读经的时候，我们知道上帝与我们同在。
When we worship together, we know He's here with us.
当我们在敬拜的这个时候，我们知道耶稣与我们同在。
But when we gather for a fellowship lunch,
但是当我们一起享用团契午餐时，
Once again, just like in worship,
就像我们在敬拜一样，
It's not just a nice thing we do.
不光是一个好像一个美好事情我们在做。
It's another occasion for the presence of Christ to be in among us.
是另外一个让耶稣在我们当中显现的另外一个事一个活动。
Maybe.
也许。
That is why.
这是为什么？
Asian Christians all have fellowship lunch.
为什么东方的教会总是会有星期天的团契午餐？
It's about Christ in our midst at the table.
因为这个午餐是关于耶稣在我们桌上与我们一同使用。
Let's pray together for.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these resurrection stories.
主啊，我们为这样的复活的这样的一个事件来感谢你。
We thank you that these early accounts of your resurrection.
我们为这个早前你在复活的所发生的事情的心存感谢。
Brought truth to people's lives that they could witness.
你带领了这样一个真实的真理来到这些人生命当中，使他们可以眼睛可以看见。
And that they could share with others.
他们也可以跟其他人分享。
Even if it would cost them their lives.
即便他们这样的分享可能会使他们丧失生命。
Because they knew the truth.About the resurrection.
因为他们知道复活的事实。
In our worship today, Lord.
在我们今天与你的敬拜当中。
And in our fellowship at the table.
那我们待会儿我们在午餐的桌上。
Make yourself known to us just like you did to them.
请你向我们每一个人彰显，就像你对葛尤巴跟他的同伴彰显一样。
And we pray this in your Son's name, Amen.
我们靠着你的儿子的名祷告， Amen.